Morning, Mrs. Patel.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. Is it okay if I join you for a few minutes? Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. And how's your husband doing?
He's much better today.
Has he been sleeping very long, or?
Yes, he's been sleeping for a while today. He slept much better.
And you've been here all night, probably?
Yes.
It's not easy, huh?
No.
You know, Mrs. Patel, if you'd like me to come back this evening for a few hours, I can always do that. That way you could go home and if you want some free time.
Yes, that would be great. Because I need to go home and fix my computer.
Oh.
It's very important. Because that's how I communicate with the family and give them updates on my husband. It's very important.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think I might be able to help you there because I'm actually very good with computers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
As a matter of fact, why don't I give you my phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a card I can give you. Feel free to call me this evening and we'll take you from there. Mm.
Thank you, Fred. You're so kind.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Hello, Fred. It's Mrs. Patel.
Mrs. Patel, how can I help you?
I want to thank you for sitting with my husband last night. It was such a relief to get some time at home. Also, I'd like to take up on your offer to fix my computer.
Yes, of course, it would be my pleasure.
I think my printer's out of ink as well. If it's not a bother, please come.
Oh, for sure, not a problem at all. You know, I can come over this evening and I can pick up the cartridge along the way, okay?
Thank you so much. That's lovely.
Oh, you're welcome. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so that should do it, but you know your printer's really quite outdated, huh? I mean, I don't know whether you've ever thought about buying a new one, maybe with a built-in fax and a scanner, but I really think you would benefit from that.
That may not be a bad idea. I'll sleep on it.
Okay.
Hello, Fred. It's Mrs. Patel.
Yes, Mrs. Patel. Is everything okay?
Yes, everything is fine. I think you're right about the printer. I was wondering if you can take me shopping tomorrow and help me choose the right one.
You know what, Mrs. Patel? I'm going to have to get back to you on that because I really need to check my schedule first, okay?
Okay. That's all right.
All right, then. Bye now.
Bye. Oh.
Hey, Mrs. Patel.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How's your husband?
He's much better today, thank
all
you
right.
so much.
All right.
You know you volunteer Fred? He's been such an angel to me.
Really?
He came back in the evening to give me a chance to go home.
Is that so?
Yes. And when I mentioned to him that my computer wasn't working and that the printer was out of ink as well, he came back in the evening to the house with an ink cartridge and fixed my computer. He's such a kind and generous man.
Hmm.
He left me his card just in case there was something else. And he suggested that I may need a new printer. And I think he's right. So I gave him a call to see when he would be free to accompany me to the store. And now I'm just waiting here for him to get back to me.
Huh. Hey, Fred.
Good morning, Isabel. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. How's everything?
Good.
Good.
I'm thinking, would you have a minute? I'd like to discuss something with you.
Okay, can I just take off my coat?
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah? Yes,
you can meet me in my office?
Okay, see you in a few minutes.
All right.
Okay, then.
Thanks. Please have a seat.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Fred. I happened to run into Mrs. Patel in the hallway yesterday and she told me how helpful you've been.
Okay.
She mentioned you came back on an evening to give her a chance to take care of some things at home.
Yeah, that's right. When I came in the other morning, it was clear that she was really exhausted. And she mentioned to me that she'd been having this computer problem and that she needed to take care of it ASAP. So I did offer to fix it for her and to go to her home. It was a really big deal for her, but it was really nothing for me.
And you purchased an ink cartridge for her?
Oh yeah, but that didn't cost very much, and I knew exactly what the problem was, as I'm familiar with that printer, and it was not the first time that I fixed that brand.
Well, Fred, I can appreciate your good intentions, and I know you're doing your best, you know, to be helpful to Mrs. Patel and her husband. But I think you have to get a clearer understanding of your role as a volunteer.
Really? Did I do something wrong?
Well, I'd like to look overall how you handled this situation with the family and the whole situation. You know, Fred, you're booked for a four-hour shift once a week from 8 to noon. Well, coming back on another shift is unacceptable because there's already another volunteer booked for the evening shift. And not to mention that I was not aware that you were on the unit.
I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
Well, maybe we can review a few things. Do you remember, Fred, when we sat together during your orientation and we talked about the boundaries and how important they are?
Yes, I remember, yeah.
Well, you need to realize, Fred, that you can't be all things to all patients or you're going to be leading to a case of compassion fatigue. I'd like to discuss the fact that you went to Mrs. Patel's house. This could be potentially unsafe. And you could have put yourself into a compromising situation. And furthermore, we don't even offer home services. And also, the fact that you spent your personal money on an ink cartridge for her.
Yeah, but this was really nothing.
Well, maybe not. But, I mean, some people could develop a sense of entitlement. And some people could even take advantage of your good nature. It's the same for sharing your personal phone number. I mean, this could lead to demands that you don't want to be dealing with. And it could even lead to unrealistic demands from patients and from their family members.
You know, Isabel, I'm actually really glad that we are having this conversation because I have been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, to the point where I was feeling really backed up against the wall, and I just didn't know how to let Mrs. Patel down gently.
See? Well, in the future, anytime you have a situation you're not too sure how to handle, my door is always open. And before you say yes to anything out of our agreement, well, we'll talk about it. All right?
Okay. I'd really appreciate that. And I really appreciate your support. Thank you.
No, that's my pleasure.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a good shift.
Okay, thanks very much.